Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Connecting with Spirit. I am medium Michelle Stockatelny, and I'm so happy to finally be back. I apologize for being off the air for so long, but it's been such a busy time and it's been wonderful. I've been teaching many classes, both online and locally in Winnipeg, Manitoba. And I want to say, first of all, happy Thanksgiving to all of our American friends. I am Canadian, so we had ours last month, but I hope that you're all having a wonderful day and that you are spending it with those you love most and trying to learn and enjoy and just be grateful for everything that you have, because we do have a lot to be grateful for. We are very lucky in so many ways to be able to take time in this life for ourselves, to be able to focus on what it is that we feel drawn to do. And so I hope that you are taking time for yourself today to reflect over the last year and to appreciate everyone that you have in your life. So speaking of the holidays, and I do see we have a number of callers waiting on hold. Thank you for your patience. I will be getting to you as soon as I can. But because we are approaching the holidays, I did want to talk a little bit about how to handle holiday stress, how to handle some of the expectations you might feel that are thrust upon us during this time. Because the next few weeks, I mean, truly are the most wonderful weeks of the year. We get to celebrate with loved ones. We get to, just show everyone how much they mean to us. And with that, unfortunately, can sometimes come the expectation that we need to provide numerous amounts of material items, gifts, and often it's hard not to go into debt or to overspend because we feel like, I really want to express to this person that they mean so much to me. And all of a sudden, you look at your bill and $5,000 later, you've spent too much money. And, that's not the right way to enter into the new year. So it's very important to be mindful of how much you are spending and how much you should be spending. Obviously, you want to show people that you love them. And this can be done through heartfelt ways. Writing somebody a letter. We don't write many letters these days. Writing somebody a heartfelt letter about how much they mean to you, the things that you love about them, what their presence in your life brings to you. Having something like that, for someone to read over and over again, that is priceless. Absolutely. Creating art, being creative, doing something for somebody that you love. These are ways that, we can express ourselves, express our love, and also, not go into debt for things that probably won't last as long. I find one of the best gifts ever are experiences. So telling somebody, in a few weeks, we are going to go do something amazing. I'm going to cook you dinner, or we're going to go to a show. Making memories in that way, it far surpasses the joy that a few moments of opening up a gift will bring. And not to diminish the idea of gift giving, but to try to make sure that you're thinking about how it's going to impact you and others in the long run. Yes, there are many amazing technological devices out there that will probably bring joy to people that care about those things. But, you can't put a price on doing something from the heart. And so I hope that moving forward, you'll put more emphasis on that. And this is something that does help reduce holiday stress because it is so difficult to kind of maintain focus on what's important when we are bombarded with commercials and advertisements and sales, especially leading into tomorrow, which for anyone in North America, even in Canada now, is called Black Friday, which lasts all weekend. And then you have Cyber Monday and, it's just sale, sale, sale for the next few days. So try to keep in check with yourself, remain grounded, and remind yourself that, yes, there are so many, wonderful ways to express our love for others, but also a lot of the best ways come from our heart. So we're going to take our first caller and see if they have a question about what they're going through at this time. And remember, when you call into the show, it can be about what you're going through. If you're having trouble with a situation in your life, my spirit guides and I are happy to try to help. And we will see what our first caller in the last few months since we've been live has to say. Hello, may I have your name, please? Hi.
This is Laura. Hi.
Hi, Laura. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
And what are you calling for today, Laura? What can I help you with?
Hi. Okay, so I'm going through, I've been out of work for a while, and I would like to know if you see a job coming for me in within the next couple months, hopefully.
Okay. Well, as I always say, we are happy to connect and see what we, you know, obviously can pick up for you. But when it comes to certain things like jobs and relationships, marriages, there's a limit at which spirit can tell us. Because as I've explained before, we have these things we come here to do called life lessons. And so if the information that spirit would be bringing forward would interfere with your life lesson, they can't tell me too much, but they can always provide guidance. And so everyone has different life lessons. So some people will get to know about things that are coming up because it won't affect their life lessons. So we will see what they have to say. Okay, so all I want you to do is relax. I'm going to connect with your energy, and we're going to see what your team of spirit guides has to say, okay?
I'll
try to relax. Okay, Laura, so as I'm connecting with your energy, the first things I'm feeling are, I do feel a tension in my chest, which is usually my sign for anxiety. And I also feel it going down to the sacral chakra. Are you familiar with the chakras at all?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you know that with the sacral chakra, especially when it's attached to that anxiety in the chest, it tells me that you've been worried. Well, you're a bit of a worrier, and that's okay. We all have our things we worry about, but I feel for you, you really internalize it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Yeah, and so what I'm feeling from you and your guides, and usually when we're doing a show, we kind of have the whole team of guides step forward, and they tell me a bit about what they want to help you with. Oh, let's see. Okay. Well, actually, the first thing I'm hearing, Laura, is that it's actually a really good thing that you're not where you used to be. Does that make sense to you at all? Because I feel like the stress level or the amount of pressure you had wasn't helping you at all in this life. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I know, right? He's like, well, I need a job though, but what I'm hearing is actually like, well, the actual vision they're giving me is one door slamming shut, but it's a good thing. And then I see another one opening, but it's slowly. And obviously you've heard of that saying, you know, one door shut, so another can open. I feel like that is absolutely the case. But what I am hearing is please don't stress about this right now, because I do feel that it's going to be coming in the new year for you. Okay. And usually if they give me a time frame, that means that it won't interfere with your life lessons. So hopefully this will be helpful for you. But what I'm hearing is, you know, you might get something. Well, actually, you might get something in the interim in the next few weeks, but I feel like that will be very temporary. So what I'm feeling is moving forward, I'm looking at January. I feel like for you, try to enjoy the holidays and try not to focus on the implications of not having a job right now. I don't feel like you necessarily need to put too much stress and emphasis on that at this time. Does that make sense?
Well, I'm running out of money, so.
Right. Well, I understand. Yeah, no, I know. It's hard not to focus on that. I get it. But I do feel like look for something even, like I don't know what you were doing before and I'm not getting it, but what I'm feeling is for the next few weeks, you could probably find a very temporary retail job, which, you know, like for the Christmas hours and all that stuff, I feel like that would be very helpful to you in order to get through the next several weeks. But I feel like in terms of actually getting your resume out there and trying to find the job that you would feel more drawn to do, nothing's going to happen until at least January, just simply because obviously right now they're hiring for very temporary positions. And I feel like for you, try to focus on getting something that will help you get through this time, but don't make it where it's going to be a lifelong thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You know, the job in January, is it a contract or a permanent position that would seem more stable?
Okay. I'll see what they'll have to say. I don't know if they're going to tell me too much about it because, like I said, with life lessons and all that. Okay, let's see. What I'm feeling is that you're probably not going to feel like it's going to be a long-term thing. I don't know. I'm not seeing a contract. But what I see is that it's going to turn into something longer or lead to something more permanent. I would say the more permanency is going to probably occur around spring. So I'd say be open to the possibilities when you start to find or being offered positions in January. And don't forget, too, it's probably going to be later January that the actual positions are being offered because you'll probably do interviews in the early January part. But what I'm feeling is that leading into spring, that's when things will start to settle down. But again, this has a lot to do with what you do after this, because receiving that kind of information can sometimes tell someone, okay, well, I don't really have to worry about it. It's just going to happen. It's going to happen if you make the effort, like, put the effort in. So you actually have to send out those resumes. You have to follow through. You have to do follow-up calls, all that kind of stuff. Yes.
Yeah, but
yes, I know.
But to other states too, even even Georgia and North Carolina. I've been sending them out everywhere because I'm willing to relocate.
Right. And I have no doubts about
that.
But I would say, again, don't. Oh, yeah. And so you're doing all you can do right now. But you won't be able to take it a step further until January, I don't feel. So try to find something local. Find something for right now, something that you know is simply temporary, and come the new year, that is not where you're going to be. But, you know, until the first few weeks of January, I don't feel like you're going to get those calls. And again, it's not even that uncommon for any position at this time of year, where people usually aren't hiring unless they really need to. So I say, try to focus on what you can do in the moment, something that you might not feel drawn to do, or might not feel like it's going to give you a step up in your career, but it's something that will get you through the next several weeks. Okay. And I mean, I keep seeing them all. So I don't know if that's where I don't feel like you've been going so much there. But I just feel like you'll be able to find something that will be able to help you get through the next several weeks, and try to remember, you know, going forward, not to stress about it, not to feel like you have to, you know, work a certain amount of hours or anything like that. I feel like you're going to be okay in terms of financial stuff. I don't feel like you're going to have to go into debt for this. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Lauren. I wish you all the best, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Blessings. Bye. Yes, I wish I could tell people sometimes. Well, I mean, everyone wants to know, when am I going to get the job? You have to remember, too, that a lot of that relies on the free will choice of potential employers. So as much as it'd be great if, you know, Spirit can say, oh, yes, they're definitely going to hire you, they can't say that. And if somebody tells you they can say that, well, you have to take it with a grain of salt, because no one can actually predict the free will choice of another person. We can feel what might likely be chosen, but we can't say with ever 100% certainty and accuracy that, yes, this person is going to definitely do that, because that would negate the idea of free will, which we definitely have here. So we have to be very mindful of that. And when we're going through a stressful time where we feel like we need to have a job, we need to have this in order and this in place, we're being taught a lesson. It's a challenge to learn how to live in the moment and to not stress over the outcome which we cannot fully control. You get your resume out there. You make follow-up calls. You do what you can do. You be open to the possibilities, open to jobs you might not have previously considered. And then you let it go. That's all you can do. You cannot focus on it, 24 hours a day and be, up to your neck in stress with it, because that's only going to run you down and then make you physically ill. And then on top of that, how are you going to get a job if you're physically ill? So take the time to appreciate the lesson and the challenge that is coming through. And remember that Spirit is helping you 100%. Listen to your guides. Listen to where you feel drawn to send your resume. Listen to where you feel drawn to call and follow up, and see what happens when you follow those instincts and that intuition that you all have. We're going to take another caller now. Hello, may I have your name, please?
Hi, this is Annette.
Hi, Annette. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Well, I'm good, thank you. Thanks for calling in. What can I help you with today?
Well, my question's in regards to a friendship relationship. We are in a really bad place.
Sorry to hear that.
I just want to know. Yeah, so am I. I just want to know if you see this actually healing.
Okay. I'll be happy to connect, but I'll just give a bit of information first when it comes to relationships. It's a lot like what I was talking about with potential employers. You know, I might be able to pick up on what would be best in terms of guidance for you, but they can't, Spirit's not going to say, oh, it's absolutely going to work out, because it also depends on your free will choices, right? But I'm happy to connect and see what they say in terms of guidance for you, okay, Annette?
Absolutely.
Try to relax, and I'm going to connect with your energy now, okay? Okay. Okay, Annette, so as I'm connecting with your energy, I mean, I do feel heaviness in my chest, which tells me that it's almost the same kind of feeling that I feel when someone's going through a grieving process. And that isn't uncommon to be very similar when we're dealing with relationship problems, because sometimes it can feel like, especially if we're not really sure where it's going to go, it can feel almost like a loss. And I feel like you're kind of in that position right now where you're really not sure which way it's going to go. And I feel like for you that in some ways you're wondering if it would be better if it was over. Does that make sense?
Probably.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No, it's okay. I mean, sometimes when we think things, if we don't say them out loud, sometimes we're not really sure about how we're feeling about it. But I feel like intuitively you kind of felt like, okay, this is causing me more harm than good right now. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so what I'm feeling, okay. Well, it's actually kind of funny because I do feel a grandmother spirit coming forward. So I'm going to describe her.
Yes.
I wasn't going to do loved ones today, but I want to, I will go with
grandma.
It. I feel like she's kind of like, oh, I have something to say. Okay.
Grandma.
So, okay. So I'm going to see how I see her. Okay. Well, I feel like personality wise, she was somebody who she wouldn't have held back what she had to say. I feel when she was here, I feel like she loves you very much. And she's somebody who just, I feel like you probably feel her around you too. I feel like she's got a strong presence. I mean, really strong.
Yes.
And I feel like she's just, she's a force to be reckoned with anyway. I feel like great energy with her, and she makes me smile just being close to her. I just love her. I feel like she's got a big smile, and you know, when she was happy, everyone knew she was happy. When she had something to say, everyone knew she had something to say. So she is, she's amazing. So I feel like your grandma wants to come forward today. And I'm actually feeling tears in my eyes, which tells me that she's very emotional, and she has a lot of love for you. And just she really wants you to be happy. And I feel like she's saying, you know what, sometimes we think that it's okay. How did you want to say that? Okay. I feel like what she's saying is that sometimes we think if we stay, it'll be easier because it's scary to move on. But I feel like she's saying you have to do what's best for you. And right now, what's best is a bit of separation. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like she's encouraging you to kind of get. She says you can't, you're too close to the situation. You can't see it clearly, but she says, if you step away for a little bit, it'll be much more clear what you need to do. And she's saying I keep hearing her talking this way. And she's saying, you know what, honey, you remember your worth, you remember who you are, and remember,
you know,
what you deserve. And that's what I feel she's saying
grandma.
Exactly. And like I said, she's a force and I love her and she's amazing. But I mean, she's giving you this beautiful hug. And I feel like she's saying, you know, you really have to remember that. She's like, remember how what I would say if I was there. And she's saying, I'm right there with you, holding your hands through it. And she really wants you to remember, you know, how did you want to word that? It's almost like she's saying, she's saying, how would you like it if you watched someone treat me that way? You know, and she's saying, think about how you would feel. Okay.
That's
and
true.
So she's saying, if you wouldn't want to watch someone treat me that way, then think about how much I don't want to watch them treat you that way. Does that make sense?
That's true. Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
And so I really hope that you'll take her advice and try to remember
absolutely.
That she's with you. She's absolutely with you. She's someone who's very strongly coming forward. And so try to take that advice and, you know, don't feel like you have to force things to happen or force things to heal, because it takes two, right? And they have to meet you halfway. And I feel
that's
at this
true.
Time they're not really doing that. So, So please take her advice and remember your worth and remember that you deserve so much better, okay?
I do. I do. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You're very welcome, Annette. And are you in the States or in Canada?
Actually, I'm in the States. I'm in Boston.
You're in the States. Well, happy Thanksgiving then.
You too, honey. You as well. Are you in Canada?
I'm in Canada, but that's okay.
Oh, you've already had your Thanksgiving.
We already had ours last year. Yeah. last month. Yeah. But that's okay.
That's right.
Well, I hope you have a great holiday. Okay. And
thank
I want to
you.
Wish you
many
so many
blessings.
Blessings
to you.
Oh, thank
many
you.
Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. Oh yeah. It is so special when a loved one comes through like that. Like I just can't, I can't believe it. Sometimes when they just say, hey, I got something to say. And you know, it's just that's the whole point about being a medium. I'm so grateful for every chance we get to help you connect with your loved ones and to help you with this. So we're going to be able to take at least one more caller, hopefully, and then we'll see what we can do. Hello, may I have your name, please?
Hi, my name is Pat.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
Having a bit of a struggle, feeling a little sorry for myself for always being alone on the holidays.
I'm sorry.
But thank you. Things have been really difficult financially and job-wise and just surviving, and I'm looking for some light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay.
I really feel kind of broken.
No, I'm really sorry to hear that, Pat, but what I'll do is I will connect with your energy and we will see what spirit has to say. And I mean, first of all, you have to remember you are never alone. There is always spirit. Spirit is always with you and they love you, and we're going to try to help you through this, okay? So just try to relax.
Thank
I'm
you.
Going to connect with your energy and we'll just see what comes forward for you, okay? Okay, Pat, so as I'm connecting with your energy, the first things I'm feeling are, well, I mean, you already told me how you feel, so you already know exactly what I'm feeling, but more than that, I mean, I feel like you are somebody, you have a kind heart, and you're somebody who is, you're very mindful of how you treat other people, because I feel like, I don't know if you've ever heard about this before, but I've heard the saying where people who've been through a lot, through really tough times, who, you know, those are the kindest people, because they know what it's like to feel sad or alone and all of that. And I feel that through your struggles, you have become a person who is very mindful about your impact on other people, and you're very consciously aware of what other people are going through when they're having a very difficult time. Does that make sense?
It's partly true. Also, from what I've been through, I'm a very angry person. I'm just beginning to see that and to see how I speak to people badly.
Mm-hmm. Well, you say you're an angry person, but I feel like that is more of a, how do I want to word that? It's more of a consequence of not dealing with what's going on the inside. I feel at your core, you are a very kind person. You have a big heart. You might disagree with that right now, but that's what I see.
No, I
that's
agree
what I'm
with
seeing
you.
And feeling. Yeah. And I feel like any anger and anything that you're doing in terms of reacting with irritability, that is more of a symptom of what you're going through and what hasn't been healed. That's not who you are. That's just something that you're going through. So you have to remember that. And to be kinder to yourself when that does happen, because we all have moments of irritability. We all have moments of anger. And these tell us, especially when we recognize that we don't resonate with that reaction, it reminds us that we have healing to do. And I kind of feel that's where you're at right now, is that you say that you're, you know, alone on the holidays, but, you know, there are so many people who are, and there are things that you could do. Either, you know, there is no shortage of helping others on holidays like this, in terms of, you know, going to a place where there might be elderly or ill people who would love to have a visitor, you know, or going to a place where you could help feed those who aren't blessed enough to have a wonderful meal on this day. And I feel that something like that would feed your soul and would help you in so many ways. Does that make sense?
No, I'm sorry, it doesn't. I've thought of that, and I've been told to do that, and each year I think of doing it, and I am too depressed, quite frankly.
Well, you said that you're too depressed, but you've been told this before, and you say it doesn't make sense, but would it make sense to maybe try it before you kind of have your verdict on it? Because you've never even done it before. You might feel sad going into it, but you've never...
I do elder care. I take care of old people that are needy and sick, and it doesn't help me.
Okay. Well, what about focusing on animals or children, seeing a different side of
them? I'm doing the best I can today. I'm going to have a candlelit dinner with my dog. I'm trying to clean up the apartment. I'm keeping myself busy. I'm trying to have a good attitude. I'm just looking for any messages of anything coming in the future of lightening up or hope.
Well, when it comes to that, though, those are choices you have to make for yourself, right? So I can see that, as I'm feeling connected to your energy, I just feel like there is so much healing to be done, and that it's hard for you to accept that there's healing to be done, and it's hard for you to make the choice to heal. Does that make sense?
I've been in therapy for my whole adult life. I'm working constantly on myself, constantly.
Well, therapy is one thing, but... If you've been doing
you
that for
what?
So long.
You just, what? If I've done it for so long, how come I'm not healed? Are you kidding me? I'm a
no,
human being.
No, that's not what I wasn't going to say. I was not going to say that. What have you done to nourish your soul? What have you done to do what you feel drawn
to
do?
You know what? I don't need a coach. I don't need a coaching talk. I thought that you had messages from angels. I may have interpreted your program. I was looking for messages and channeled information.
Okay. Well, how about I try to bring this is from your guides, though. They are trying to give you information and guidance and encouragement to help you. This is something that is coming from your guides. Okay.
Okay.
And if you'd like, I could try. Would you like to me to tell you what I see in one of your guides so that you feel more closely connected with them?
Yes.
Would you like me to introduce you to one of your guides? Okay.
Yes, please.
So the guide that's coming forward for you, and I don't know if you've ever heard how I speak about guides, they are spirits that are currently not incarnated, but they've been with you since before you were born. They help you through all of life's ups and downs, and they are constantly by your side, and you've been in constant subconscious communication with them. The guide I feel coming forward for you today, Pat, is called the Guide of Compassion. These guides help us with our lessons on self-love, acceptance, forgiveness, patience, and all of those kind of things. Yours is showing herself as a female vibration. And when I describe a guide, you have to remember that it's not so much their appearance that matters. It's what they bring through in terms of their guidance. But it does help to feel more connected to them by knowing how I see them and what their name is. So I see her as a female vibration, and she's beautiful. She's got a beautiful English accent, and she's very soft-spoken. And she's got long blonde hair. She's got this beautiful face, but a lot of wisdom in her face. And she's showing herself as in very humble clothes. I'd say she's wearing them. It's kind of actually very like a light brown, very, very beautiful, humble clothes, which is very common for a guide of compassion. I feel like her name is Alyssa. And Alyssa's coming forward, Pat, to say that her heart goes out to you. She says she's so sorry that you've been feeling the way you have, but she wants you to know that your guides have been with you this entire time, and everything I was bringing through is guidance from her. She has been trying to encourage you to reach out more, and you say that it won't help, but she feels that you would feel better if you were surrounded by different types of people. Not so much in order to help others, but this would be to help yourself. You might not agree with that, and all I can do is give what I get from Spirit. I have no say in what Spirit brings forward. So if you don't feel that's helpful, I'm very sorry, but I'm giving you exactly what she's saying to me.
Okay.
And I feel like what Alyssa is also saying is that she, when we were talking about healing yourself, it's not just about going to therapy. That is very good, and I'm glad you're putting the effort in. I'm so glad that you're taking that time for yourself, because so many people wouldn't. But what it also has to do with what she's saying, like she's saying, to heal your heart. She's saying that she wants you to start inviting love back into your heart, because I feel like it's hard for you to trust others, to trust that they have good intentions in your life. Does that make sense?
Yes, no, but yes.
Okay.
That's what I'm told.
Okay. Well, again, and all I can do is give what I have from Spirit. But actually, I'm just going to keep you on the line. The show is ending, so I'm just going to say goodbye to everyone else. But if you stay on the line, I can help you after we're done recording. Please stay on the line, Pat. I'm going to stay connected with you, and I'm going to try to help you and give you further guidance from your wonderful spirit guide. And I hope that you trust that they are working with you, but stay on the line, okay? I'm going to be talking to you right away.
Thank you.
Privately.
Thank you.
To everyone
thank
else,
you.
I want to wish you all a beautiful, happy Thanksgiving. I want to thank you for listening to the show. I'm happy to be back, and I will likely be continuing on during Thursday afternoons at 12:30 p.m., connecting you with your loved ones and spirit guides. And I hope that you will take note of how you're spending this holiday season. Try to reduce your stress, meditate, take walks, take care of yourselves, eat good food, and drink a lot of water, and just be mindful of what you're doing, okay? I want to wish you so many blessings. Thanks for listening. Okay.